I fought the law. Thank you, guys. Welcome to On Burger Podcast. Good evening. We got a great show tonight. Welcome, Megan Rice.
Hey.
Preston Blaine.
Yeah.
Ryan Talmo. Yep. April O'Connor. Woo. And special guest, Julia Lovettier. And we got a fun show tonight. We're going to get into a few things. We got cunt of the week this week in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Talmo, funny enough, is going to be getting a haircut, a mohawk.
I'm a little nervous.
Live on air.
I'm nervous.
You know? I know, it's already.
I asked him, I wanted him to do the Shaolin braid.
It's not going to happen.
Everything bald.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just want a lock of your hair to carry in my wallet all the time.
Really? Right? Really?
Was that weird?
Say in voodoo, that's only going to hurt you with Talmo.
I might take that. I mean, I cherish that. If you want to take my hair and carry it around,
yeah, it'll be like my kid's first haircut.
Yeah,
right.
Aww. Save it forever,
Megan. Your luck's been too good lately, so yes, do
exactly.
That.
Get some bad luck.
Bro, funny enough, Megan wasn't here last week.
I wasn't.
Why weren't you here last week, Megan? It wasn't drinking type alcohol.
No,
shit,
of course
right?
not. That's
okay,
crazy.
Good.
I missed last week. Let me explain.
Okay.
I house sat for my friend, and I do this occasionally, and he always pays me with a really good fancy dinner, like multiple hundreds of dollars on a dinner.
That's okay. A good friend.
And I'm very poor.
Shellfish, nonetheless.
Yes, too. It was at Water Grill downtown. That's where he's going to take me.
That's where I work.
Oh, is it? It's amazing.
I just got a job there.
That's awesome. No, yeah. We're going to come next week.
Small
Give
world.
Give me many oysters. But yum. So I didn't eat anything all day long because I'm poor. And I was like, I'm going to crush a bunch of oysters. I'm not going to eat all day.
Yeah.
And then I celebrated cleaning my apartment with a couple of vodkas. And then went to his house and he made a pitcher.
You mean cups or bottles?
Yeah.
Cups, but like coffee cups.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
And then went to his place and he made a pitcher of mint juleps. And I was like, that's a good idea.
Jesus Christ.
And had a couple of those.
This is trouble right there.
And then I fell.
Wait, he made a pitcher of mint juleps. Was his name like Rex or anything? Where it was like Gone with the Wind playing in the background?
Yeah, it was very romantic. It was all very romantic.
Okay, wait.
We drank out of metal straws. He has
fancy
metal straws.
Kentucky Derby time, right?
Yeah. It was.
So wait, he makes mint juleps.
Mm-hmm.
He takes people out for $100 dinners.
Yes.
Does he travel to other countries and kick poor people in the face for fun?
Single?
I mean, who the fuck are you, a metal straw?
He lives in East Hollywood.
A metal straw!
This is the thing. He has a good job and lives a block away from me. So
he has
very, very little rent and lots of disposable income. Anyways, at some point I fell. I had a sexy pouty lip for a couple of days.
Our air died in there. Is there a way to put the air on?
And then I woke up at 1:30 and missed the podcast.
Yep.
That's that story.
It was just the three of us.
You brought up the busted lip, right?
Huh?
Did you bring up the busted lip?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
I want to make sure.
Yeah.
I was telling him there's no air in here.
Did she make it to the water girl?
No. Oh, no. That's why I'll see you this week. We're going to go again.
Awkward eating.
We're going to go again this week.
That's fantastic.
I still get to go.
It's okay. You should come in when I'm working.
Take your place.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Huh?
Come in when I'm working. I'll totally take
care of you. I will. Let me know when you're working.
Wow. For sure.
The best thing about this story is, for the 4 days after when her lip was really fat, she was going to Mike's telling her that I punched her in the face.
I told a couple people.
No one seemed to care.
No one was concerned. Like, I told people, like, oh, Preston hit me.
Yeah, you told
I got,
me that.
I got, what did you say?
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
So I just, what she said.
That's fantastic.
Babe, everyone thinks you're a huge piece of shit.
Women, apparently.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks I'm a dumb idiot and you're a big piece of shit.
You're sarcastic and nobody believed you. They're just like, oh yeah, what'd you do?
Either way, I finally plugged in a sound effect that fit.
Yeah, you did.
And on time. I just want to point that out. Yeah, right?
Congratulations, sound effect.
Oh, we have a caller. We want to find out, do we have a caller? Wait, do we have a caller? We do, okay.
Oh, we have people calling in right now?
Okay, well, let's say hello. Let's see who this is. Caller, who, yeah?
Okay, hello?
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 Okay.
Okay,
hello?
Hola? ¿Cómo estás?
All right, guys. Muy bien. Who's? Hello?
I love you.
Oh, who is this?
I love you too.
Is Maria?
Okay, hello, Maria.
Maria José Jesús, por favor.
Maria, te quiero mucho.
Te quiero mucho, mami.
Hola, Maria. ¿Cómo estás?
I love you. I clean your house.
Yeah?
Please.
Oh my God.
Please do. Okay, so it's an advertisement.
Su casa.
Right? This is an advertisement to close the borders. Hey, Maria, who are you really? I mean, I don't want to hang up in your face. I'm literally like 2 seconds from calling immigration on someone just to be pissed at you. So who are you? You know what I'm thinking it is? Eulalio.
Wait, no, this is not Eulalio's voice.
Is it Rosa?
No.
I clean topless. I clean your house, no shirt.
Wait, topless.
No shirt.
Well, how about you come in and clean the studio topless? Could we have a topless studio?
Yeah, we need someone to cut my hair topless.
Yeah, you bring
some
tamales
in here. I feel like that's what this is referencing.
Oh, no, that's Sarah
Mosajabi.
She do that.
Oh, Sarah.
Is it Sarah?
It's Sarah.
Why are we playing charades here? What's going on?
No, Sarah not here.
Okay.
Sarah's definitely
here. Look at that. I like that. Sarah is so out there and wild.
I love it.
In a pretend way. I like that, Sarah.
Did you guys
get
into like a little beef with and then me?
I didn't. You know, that's the thing. This is really Sarah.
Because I didn't see
anything. You know what really happened? If this is really Sarah.
What happens
is people want to have fun with me. They don't get that I'm old. I've been through the world. Nothing fucking bothers me, and I just shoot back stuff that I think is funny, and then they kind of get like all butthurt and cry, and then they're like, "I can't believe you said that." I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize that you were an empty cunt that gets hurt really easy,
plate?
Right?" I mean, did I answer
you
back? My bad. Yeah,
auntie.
Is this Sarah?
Yeah, of course.
No, okay. Sarah. It is not.
Okay, thank God, because Sarah, if this was you, you would be mocking people racially.
That's Sarah.
And it would be beyond you, because you sound like you're somebody who's not okay with off-color humor, but this sounds
so
like racial
insulted.
Humor.
I like it.
Right? I like that, Sarah. Are you like the person who like can't stand when white male...
Like, so insulted.
Sarah's the person to me who can't stand when a white male says something racist only because they said it before she could.
Who's Sarah?
You know, and it's like... Is this actually Sarah? Because I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to find out because I was
asking.
I love Echoes. I love Echoes Under Sunset.
The accent is slowly going away.
Yeah, I love. I've been to Echoes Under Sunset and places like that where people are cooler than they need to be, and that was the thing. It's like everybody's just really, and that was my whole thing.
Who is this Sarah? Who are we speaking to?
Is this May? Is this May?
Oh, it's a weird thing.
Oh, it is not May.
Good God, who the fuck is it?
It is Cassie.
Kathy
Wynette.
Come clean.
Cassie was going to be on the show. I like her. Cassie. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Oh, very funny.
Wow, she just name drops so many
Cassie. Cassie.
I'm not this person, not
that
this person.
That was funny. I like that, Cassie. That was good. How you doing?
Might have been too soon. I don't know that girl. I just saw that on Facebook. I got excited.
Oh, I love that. No, that's fantastic. That was fun. I like
no
that.
Such thing as too soon.
Right?
So, yeah. Thank you. Somebody tell, like, okay, what did I miss? Did May delete something?
No, it was this simple. I'll make it real simple, but basically...
Because there was a bunch of missing
stuff. I just set up a thing for somebody to cut Talmo's hair and to come in and do it, like, topless or whatever.
Just great.
I didn't expect anyone to really reply. So May, being cool enough, suggested someone, hey. And so the girl writes in... you know what? Hold on. Talk about something.
Here's what happened.
Facebook is stupid.
Yeah. What happens is, yet again, I'm proved right. Social networking's dumb.
Oh, it is. But what was so funny is the comment that this girl made. She literally could have.
But people take
Sarah?
It so serious.
The Sarah girl. The comment she made. She could have made the same point by not commenting at all, which was that she didn't want to do it. But here's how it went. And real quick.
Who recommended Sarah?
I would be totally down, but something about shaving a man who looks like Jesus, which is not capitalized, that's ignorant, while hanging out with a guy named Burger, which he did capitalize, so I'm more important than Jesus.
Yeah. Well, everyone knows
at
that.
At a place called Skid Row Studios.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Just feels too much like that year in between high school and college. I wrote, Sarah, that would be great. Can you be there tonight at 9:30? and so she writes... Did you, like, not read what I wrote or question? And then May starts getting mad at her. Okay, so I wrote, I read it, Sarah. It was sarcasm. Something taught in the second year of college. Guess you didn't get that far. Funny how you took time to leave a useless message that could have equally been expressed by not responding at all.
Yep.
People should try to act as cool as they try to look. Kill yourself. And so,
I'll
tell my own mother to kill her fucking self.
Kill yourself, I was like, wait, that sounds
now, but wait,
like
here's the beautiful part. Here's the beautiful part. So Sarah personally emails me. Are you seriously mad? Like, really? I wasn't even mad or pissy or attitudinal.
Attitudinal?
Yeah. in the slightest. Not even a hint. How the heck did it end up with you telling me I'm not smart enough to understand you? I didn't get the sarcasm. Oh, we got another call? Okay, we got one more call. Hold on one second.
There tonight.
Hold on one second.
We have
so
two
it
calls.
Might be Sarah. We'll
I
see you in a second. So it goes like this.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Wait, I'm sorry, but for you to call like me an Sarah. Idiot and then tell me kill myself, what the actual fuck, not the pretend fuck. You look like you'd be a really chill guy. Guess not. Good luck in life, dude.
Ooh.
And so I wrote, read my comments. Totally not mad. Just playing. And I mean, but that's also the thing. And who do we? Who else do we got online? Is this Sarah? No, I mean, who else is online? Hello?
Who else?
Yeah.
Who else?
You
have to
did we get
oh, do I have to? Okay, Casey, let me talk to you in a minute.
Cassie.
It's going to seem, Cassie, it'll seem like I hung up on you, but it's not that at all. Hold on one second.
Don't people know that by now, shouldn't people know that blue font is for sarcasm? So just fucking put the blue font in there.
Hello?
Yeah.
Blue font.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, who are we talking to?
I think it's Chuck.
Is this Chuck?
Hey, it's Michael
Adua
from San Diego.
Oh, Michael!
Oh, shit.
Hey, is your backyard on fire?
Yeah, Michael. Oh, let's talk about that for a second since we got you on the phone, Michael. Are you roasting marshmallows?
You know, I'm actually down here more towards Mexico, and apparently...
Yeah, there's no fires down there.
Yeah, you're safe.
No. Mexican people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no one's burning poor homes. That's the greatest thing, finally. Finally, the rich are burning alone. I mean, I don't want to be the only dick who says it out loud.
I don't know. Talmo's family's house is being threatened. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Talmo's not rich.
We're not talking about Talmo's family members. I don't think it's the rich people.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Talmo. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay.
If your family's up in Carlsbad, I apologize, but they got to go as well because it's just how it goes. People got to be.
Oh, Carlsbad's a shitty city.
You can have a mohawk. You don't even want to be alive to see it.
That is going to happen soon.
But no. So what have you been seeing? Is everything filled with smoke? Michael?
You know, it's been more hearing about people talking about it and more kind of seeing the effects that way than I've actually seen the flames. Like I said, I'm in a bad neighborhood, so there's no flames.
There's no fires in bad neighborhoods.
Yeah, normally, though. Yeah, normally they get nailed.
Yeah, brush fires are too scared to go into bad neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Finally, God was awake.
In suburbia. That's what happened.
I don't know. And not your family, though. His family.
It's my family. They're all scattered, too.
You know, but
it's weird.
That's the point, though. See, a lot of people would go, oh, I'm sorry. I already said it. So what? We move, you know? I mean, I'm a dick. It goes on.
I don't give a shit.
Here's the thing. I didn't start the fire as far as they know.
They started the fires.
No, you know, they say that a couple of the fires were started.
No, I know.
People don't get that. It's a complete
conspiracy in a way.
You know what I was thinking the other day is San Diego doesn't have a county fire department, but they do badly want the one. The politicians badly want a fire department. And all this whole fire showed, all these fires all of a sudden showed that they're not capable right now of handling a fire situation like this and to have county.
The state isn't capable of handling any fires right now.
Well, yeah, but they're kind of showing
Well, unless they're in Malibu.
Well, LA County, LA County actually has a good fire department.
Well, but those are rich people, dum-dum.
Right, Malibu fire. That fire
they'll put the waters out with Evian.
That fire that was in fucking Malibu, I had never seen, I've only seen the helicopters.
Oh, yeah.
And then the fire in Malibu that happened like 3 months ago, there was a fucking B-52 from 1960 that was flying over. With like 6 trillion gallons of fucking ocean water dumping on the fucking thing.
Well, Andy, man, be safe out there, okay? Are you there still?
Michael.
Michael, damn it, Michael.
Yeah.
I smoke a lot of pot, Michael. I don't remember. I'm an idiot.
I know, Michael,
But be safe up there.
Michael, stay warm.
Yeah, definitely stay warm.
Stay warm, oh Jesus.
Oh, they're warm down there.
You know, that shouldn't be a problem. Hopefully the winds die down and it doesn't hurt poor people.
You want to branch it out?
Yeah, I'm hoping so. Yeah, as long as
I like that silence.
Michael,
I like that
where do you live? Where do you live
that?
In San Diego?
I live in Chula Vista.
Oh yeah, okay. It's like half Filipino, half Mexican. Yeah.
Again, no fires.
Yeah, no fires.
Filipinos and Mexicans immune to fires. Apparently,
That's
what we've learned tonight.
Little known
burn
fact.
Metal.
Little known fact.
You know.
That's what we do here at I'm Burger.
I don't think Adobe burns. Does Adobe burn?
Fun fact.
I mean, that's the thing.
No factoids on stereotypes.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you know. But I think the fires were started. Yeah. You know what? But listen,
Michael,
thank you so much for calling in. Be safe, man. And protect
Thanks,
the
Michael.
Poor people. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Thanks, dude. Bye.
I need to drink more.
Casey, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow. So, Casey, yeah.
Cassie.
Cass, got what?
Look.
You're having a rough
You're
potato.
Not my hair. You're
potato.
Not
Casey, Cassie. I get it. You know, I.
Casey, yeah. Stephanie, what's the difference?
I had someone do that. Listen, but yeah, Casey, thank you. Did I say it right? Cassie. I'm so sorry, Cassie. Yeah, people, you know what it is? A lot of people, you know, they really are like, oh my God, say my name. I don't, yeah, whatever. Yeah. You know, like, I don't give a shit. I mean, I barely remember. I call my kids the wrong name.
At least you're being honest.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. You know, I mean, like, too many people give a fuck about what they say and this and that. And that's the thing. It's like, I'm all for, I want a revolution in this country. Which means I might die, my kids might die, we all might die. Mm-hmm. So anything I say beyond that, I never even think about. Like, I'm willing to put my kids and my life on the line just to see this country go into revolution.
Oh, I thought you were talking about a revolution of better names, because I was hoping for that.
Then?
Then we could have normal names. Then Cassie and Casey could be the same thing.
I like that. No, I like Cassie's name. But Cassie, listen, have a great night. We got to grab another caller real quick. God, thank you so much for calling in. You were hysterical. You were absolutely hysterical.
Thanks.
Yeah,
no, fantastic.
Maria. Call back soon.
Okay.
Now, who's our next caller? Who are you? What's your name?
Hi, this is May Victoria.
May, how you doing? Hey, May, thanks for sticking up for me. I really appreciate it. I got to tell you. Yeah, I dug that, man. That was too cool.
I just, is
she
the cunt of the week?
Oh, shit. Who just said hello?
What's happening?
Who's the cunt of the week? Oh, first off, let me start off by saying, is my best buddy?
I suggest
my name is Tyrone.
Of course you.
Wait, okay,
what
Tyrone,
is happening right now? I'm terrified.
Is my best buddy among us? My favorite, my fan of all.
Of course he is. But May, hold on. We've got a situation. There's a man named Tyrone on the phone too. Can you hear him?
May, are you on a phone line from 1955 and your neighbor and you're crossing phone lines now? We're talking to Tyrone.
Weirdest show.
No. What happened? What's going on? Somebody's jerking off.
May, do you not hear a person named Tyrone? Tyrone, say Tyrone.
People are calling.
That's the problem.
Someone jerking off?
Okay, watch this.
I know, but
watch how I run this like the hokey pokey. Okay, May, hold on a second. Tyrone. Yeah. And Tyrone, I got to tell you, my wife's crying every time I call you that because we know that's not your real name and it just hurts her because she's black. But here's the thing, Tyrone.
Hey, your wife, she knows me well.
My wife knows a lot of guys well. She fucks around a lot. What's the problem?
Whoa.
I'm just saying. She's a fan of mine.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, now put me through to the white honky who thinks racial humor is funny.
That's me probably still. You probably still talk to him, Tyrone. I'm telling you right now, I mean, I don't know if you can taste my dick, but it's me.
Hey, you know how I know you're gay?
Because I fucked you?
It tastes like shit.
And either way, you cleaned it with your mouth, obviously, so win-win.
Right. Well, that was the joke, you dumbass.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tyrone. Who are you really? Just so I know who's not that funny. Who is this?
My name's Tyrone.
No, I like you already. Okay, Tyrone. I like that. That's so great.
Just go with it.
Should I go with Tyrone? I'm going with Tyrone. What do you think, May?
I right on. I don't understand.
May,
he's on the phone.
Yeah. Can you hear Tyrone right now?
I didn't think his joke was funny. I'm sorry, Lowe.
Oh, that's okay.
You can hear him. Okay.
Okay, just making sure.
Tyrone, let me ask you this. What white person do you hate the most, really?
Besides Dave Berger.
Yeah, besides me.
No, I mean, I Donald like that Sterling. Guy. I mean, he's okay, but yeah. Probably go with Gilbert Godfrey, a little fuck.
Oh, you know what? I can't disagree.
What?
I don't know. Am I allowed
what
to stuff
you
here?
Yeah, please do.
I'm trying to pinpoint
you're expected
this voice.
To.
All right, fine. So I'm looking at your website, and I think it's fantastic. Who's the Charles Bukowski fan?
That's got to be
Bukowski fan.
Bukowski fan.
On what website? On the Facebook
website? I have a drawing of Bukowski up there.
Oh, it's Jeremy.
Oh, that's Jeremy. Okay, he's playing
the Skid Row Studios website.
Yeah.
It was because of the fucking illustration on your goddamn thing. It's like, who's Charles Bukowski?
Yeah, no, that's Jeremy, bust that stuff out. He's deep.
It's almost time to shave some heads.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get to this. Well, listen, Tyrone, I'm glad you called in. I want to talk to May for 1 second, and then we're going to get to head shaving.
You need water and really good shaving lotion.
Right?
Head shave. Carry on.
Oh, he's not getting Tyrone. He's not getting it bicked. He's getting a mohawk.
Who the fuck is Tyrone?
This has been a very odd night.
Tyrone.
We're all pretty
confused.
May, real quick, yeah. So I don't know who that girl was or whatever her problem was, and then she got all sad because I unfriended her. No, it was fun.
Responsibility.
Yeah, it was fun.
Sarah, you unfriended her?
Yeah,
No. She said I did. She called me. I can't believe you. She was never my friend. She said like me
I
and Talmo
you.
In front. Of, yeah,
she was
never.
It's just.
Oh, it's crazy.
This is shit. It's about my hair getting cut.
That's yeah,
crazy.
Exactly. Crazy talk. This
that's
is
all
so
it was.
Insane.
You know what that was all about with this girl and with most women. It's about elitism, and they get this kind of sense of power. They don't want to do something that's going to take their power away. She's going to be some dumb bitch, and people look down on her. She's too good for that now.
Which is fine, but then you just don't respond. I mean, that's all it is. But listen, May, I don't want to cut you off.
But she's caught up in it. I get it.
Totally. I don't want to cut you off. We got to cut Talmo's hair. We're going to jump on his hair right now, shave the shit out of it.
Oh,
want to have you back on the show soon, though. So we'll set it up. We'll set it up real soon.
Is there a microphone?
Guys, May Victoria, say goodbye, May.
Bye,
talk
May.
To you real soon.
Talmo, just yell really loud.
I know. It's going to be really sad. He's going to set things up.
Okay, let's do this.
He's going to set things up. It's already plugged in.
We're all set.
Let me just say really quickly, I have not cut my hair since October of 2012.
Which was the last time he washed it.
And the last time he got laid. Weird coincidence.
December 28th, 2013.
It's
last
so
time.
Oh, I know what's more sad. Did
Julia.
You know that?
All right.
Julia. Are you?
I think.
Is it not long enough? I'll scoot the chair over more. It doesn't.
Oh, this is going to be beautiful.
Watch that. Turn around. Watch what I do.
Well, what do you want to do?
No, you don't have to do that one. No, but turn this camera around.
Yeah, turn
it.
Turn the camera on. This is terrible radio, by the way.
It's absolutely awful. Let's at least talk about something else.
Down the list? Michael Sam. We're going to talk about Michael Sam. Well, we got to talk about Michael Sam first.
Everyone knows who Michael Sam is.
Everyone knows about Michael Sam. He's the gay football player.
Got drafted by the Rams.
He came out of the closet. He got drafted by my St. Louis Rams. I'm very.
I love that he's on the Rams.
I'm very proud. Well, some people said that it'd be better if he was on the Packers.
Right? Oh, that would be
but
great.
I'm very proud that I am now a fan of the gayest team in the NFL. I'm very excited.
You always
about that.
Have.
Are you a Rams fan?
I always have been. Oh, of course.
Are you go back? Because you know I met Jack, the Youngblood brother, or what was it?
Well, I go back to when they moved to St. Louis in 1994.
Oh, okay. I was LA. I met a bunch of them. Like I met.
He was
them all.
Also 9 in 1994.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I'm going back further than that. I'm in the 80s right now.
Yeah.
I might have even been the 70s. I don't remember.
He came out of
the closet. Talmo's worried that we're not using the biggest one. Yeah, you're going to have the most hair possible, Talmo. Is that a bald spot?
Oh, and
no, it won't even show.
Have an extra hair tie, you know, because
they
can't just hurt. And you put some of it aside.
Take this.
Yeah, burgers.
This is truly terrible radio right now.
There you go. No, this is great.
Michael Sam all
no, just the setup right now we're doing.
Well, we're not that ready.
This doesn't come to haunt
but
me.
Yeah, we're still new. We're working through it.
Oh, it's got
We're working through it. But, well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about anyway. But I do want to talk about the Michael Sam thing because people are pissed about the kiss.
Sam thing,
people are real pissed about the kiss.
And I think, honestly, I think Megan's got the best perspective.
Wait, did you say kiss?
On the kiss.
Yeah.
Right, because
him and his boyfriend
after
he kissed
he got
his
drafted.
Boyfriend after he got drafted, like how people do when dudes
when
get
excited.
Drafted, they hug their mom, they kiss their girlfriend, and he got drafted and he kissed his boyfriend. And people
white
are like
boyfriend.
Ick, gross. Yeah, his boyfriend's also white, so a whole other reason for people to be fucking pissed.
Oh my god.
It's so stupid.
And so people are all up in arms because it was on ESPN and they showed two men kissing. And it's a load of shit.
It. Do you know that? There's a TV show called The Fosters on ABC Family, and it's a show with two moms and foster kids. ABC, that's part of Disney.
Yeah, but it's,
but it's not part
you know what it
of the
is,
NFL.
Though?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you see, that's the thing. When you hit certain people, they get thrown off by it. And this is, you know, I will guarantee you that homosexuality percentage-wise runs way higher in athletics than in any other part of the world except for gangs.
But
and
if not,
that's a
it's
fact.
Exactly
yeah.
the same.
And it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The point is, it
if
doesn't
not,
fucking
it's
matter.
Exactly
that's, you're right. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't give a crap if he French kissed a dude. I wouldn't care if he jumped up
my
on
thing,
him. Be
there's
happy.
Been tons of stuff, like, over the years, it's like, you know, MTV and, like, everybody, like, there's... If it's on TV, if it's on ABC, tolerance is spreading. And for people, I mean, and it's only going to make its way more and more into, like, athletics and, you know, the
well,
whole
well, yeah, but I mean, the point, people are dumb and people are pissed. A bunch of gross dudes are like, ick, ew.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have opinions. Oh, caller, what's your name?
Oh, we got another one.
Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Tyrese.
Is this, like, Tyrone?
You really couldn't have stretched further than that?
Who the fuck's Tyrone?
Yep, it's
you
Tyrone.
You really couldn't have gone far.
Wow, you're really bad.
You're
you
couldn't have jumped off of the D's.
Racial stereotype black names.
You could have done Jamal. You could have done so many other letters than T again.
And T-Y
okay,
at that.
Okay, well, I figured. All right, hold on one second. This is Jermaine.
Oh, my God, I hate you. I don't know who you are. I fucking hate you.
I know.
I just hate your lack of creativity.
I don't mind him. It's nice Brom's calls
in
still.
My lack of creativity. I really feel like I put an effort in.
You did. You did the first time.
Basically the same two names.
Yeah. Yeah, Tyrese and Tyrone was really not a jump.
It's Brom's?
No, no. I love April.
Jerome.
I love when April gets high enough to go, wait, what?
All right, Jerome, what do you have to say on the Michael Sam thing?
Yeah, how do you feel about it?
I don't give a shit. Shaving someone's head sucks.
What?
I can't see it. I'm not witnessing it.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question.
So download the video when they podcast used to do, tomorrow, you fuck.
When they used to do, when they used to do the award ceremony, how did it feel just sitting there every time? Every fucking time. Like, every time. Like, even for the participation ones.
It wasn't bad because I was backstage getting a reach around.
I think
like that.
I set
okay.
it up already.
So here's the thing. The question was, Michael Sam, who's the gay football player who's just drafted by, I shouldn't even say it, who's a football player who happens to
also be. He's a great kisser. Leave him out of this.
Right? Right? Does it really matter? Does it matter if he's gay?
No, of course not.
No, not at all. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
Oh, she said it was perfect. He said it was perfect a second ago.
But the problem is, here's what's going to
matter. Well, people are bringing him up.
Here's what's going to matter. When he doesn't make the team, because I don't know if he's going to. Rams got a lot of power bottoms, okay? And they're heavy on the power bottoms, so I don't think he's going to make the team. But, no.
He's totally going to make the team. He's amazing. And he works out all the time. He's a good-looking gay guy.
Okay, but I don't want to get too much.
Have you ever been to West Hollywood before?
I was going
to
say, West Hollywood.
I don't want to get. I don't want to get too much. I don't want to get too much into nerdy sports talk. But the Rams have loads of pass rushers. He's a pass rusher.
And I heard he wasn't that big.
There's a good chance he's not going to make the team. But let's say he doesn't make the team. The thing that's going to piss me off is if people say it's because the Rams did it as a publicity stunt, and
which they will say.
Right, which loads of people will say. And they'll say they cut him because he was gay, and they gave him a thing, and they're not going to give him a proper shake. Well,
here's what I think.
Also, there's also...
Like, he could be the shittiest player ever, and he's going to make the team because he's gay. Otherwise, they're going to be like, oh, he cut him because he's gay.
No.
So he's going to make the team. There it is.
I don't think they'll, I don't think they'll do that.
Take care, Jerome.
Hi, Jerome.
...ability in the NFL.
If he can play, he'll make the team.
But going off of that, do you want me to do cunt of the week? Because
this has to do with Michael Sam.
So we got it real quick. Get to the cunt of the week.
Well, we have two technically.
Do we?
Who's the other one?
No, it's the same.
It's the same guy.
I got a freaking list here. It doesn't have two.
I don't have that. I'm not doing that guy. That's just bullshit. The Miami Dolphins guy, whatever.
Fine.
Fuck the Dolphins.
Marshall Henderson. He's a basketball player for Ole Miss, the college team. He's a college basketball player. And after Michael Sam kissed his boyfriend, he tweeted this, quote, boycotting SportsCenter till this Michael Sam nasty ass shit is off. My brothers are 7 and 11 and saw that. Hashtag sickening. Now, here's what I have to say about Marshall Henderson, and this is why he's the cunt of the week. Own your bigotry. Quit being a fucking pussy. He already apologized. His story was...
Well, he didn't even just apologize.
He was doing this as an experiment. He said, quote, his, quote, best friend is gay, and his best friend is a sociology major, and he's doing this tweet as a social experiment for his best friend's thesis, which is total bullshit because any person that says something racist...
That is some good PR cleanup right there.
It's fucking... No, but it's bullshit. Anybody that says anything racist
or
bigoted...
Damage control.
And then follows that up by... My best friends are, enter whoever I just offended, are full of shit, and none of their best friends are that.
None of their friends are that.
You know what, that's true. I called David Rosenberg a kike yesterday, and some of my best friends, I told them were German.
And you're not fucking apologizing for
it. And they hate him, too.
Yes. because you're a self-loathing anti-Semite, but you own it. I'm fine with it.
I love Jews. I love being Jewish. I hate shitty ones. You got to call them out.
Marshall Henderson, you're the cunt of the week. You've been called out.
I was in Long Beach yesterday with my best friend and her 7-year-old son. We were chilling on the beach, And this lady that was there with her kids came up to us and kind of started talking to us. And she somehow got into the topic of, like, she cleaned out her shed and sprayed down. And she took the skylights out and painted them rainbows. And she really likes rainbows and unicorns and stuff. Yeah. And then she led into, you know, how her kids, because it's about to be Pride. And also, like, there's a certain neighborhood in Long Beach that is that's the, yeah, gay, the gay ghetto. And she's trying to explain what the rainbows are to them, and that they, oh, they're starting to understand that it's
a,
it's,
symbol for
that, it's different, you know. And she's like, oh, it's just gay, it's nice. And then she's like, it's nice that I get to talk about that with my kids. And we looked at each other, we're like, she think they're lesbians?
Yep, she did. Yes, she did.
That's
hysterical. That's exactly
what it was.
She's
trying to be cool with
her,
you.
Her friend who's got a kid.
She's letting you know she's cool.
She thought
cool
you were a happy
you
family. And she was like, no, oh, no, yeah, no. I'm...
I'm teaching that's my funny kids that you two fags are, yeah, are cool.
This is the thing. Look, God may hate you.
And she's like, it's we about don't to be Pride weekend here. Yeah. That'd be a great way to introduce them. You should bring them out. And oh, then I was like, God, now you just put, now she, yeah, definitely thinks we're lesbians.
She teaches,
not taking
photos? She teaches her kids. No, she teaches her kids that. They're like, look, hang, it's fine to hang out with gay people, hang out with them, get to know them. Because once you guys separate, when they go to heaven and you or hell and you go to heaven, you won't talk to them anymore. You know, but that's the stupid shit. Like, nobody, I don't get it.
We
people
looked at each
cares
other. We're like, "That was so weird." Did she? So funny. Did she just think we're a lit?
My wife wants to take, no, my daughter to the gay pride. My wife wants to. I don't care. Like, I have no problem. I'm.
That's a
my,
it, the,
my only
the
thing
pride
is my son
is a fucking party and a half.
Well, this
is,
that's my only thing with
it's
my
a lot
son.
Of traffic.
That's
it's a lot
where
of
I kind
of
draw the line.
I don't really. That's why I, yeah, don't go. It's just too many people.
Well, with my son,
yeah,
I had
just
to
a
draw
pan,
the line.
That's a panic
I won't let my
man
son go because he's on the he's like on the line right now. Mm. And if he finds out that, like, they got parades and,
oh,
shit, yeah, it's fucking over. Like, I've lost him. You know,
that would be like, oh shit, I'm halfway there, but I had parades.
They got parades.
I'm in, baby. I'm
right
in.
If I'd have known there were parades and shit, yeah, I would have.
I have a lot of friends that, like, perform that are dancers or whatever. They're doing backup for whoever, like, hip hop artists, oh, yeah, or whatever that are performing. And it's just too many people. It's a fuck,
yeah,
show.
Yeah. I would just take this. If it wasn't such a mess,
I just have a panic
would,
attack.
Yeah,
it's too many,
yeah,
too
many
people. No, 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 no.
No escape.
Yeah. I won't go to Coachella. I won't, yeah, go to Pride. I won't go to a bar on a Saturday night. Like, yeah, there's a lot of things I won't,
well,
do
I don't,
because of just
I don't,
too many people.
You know what I don't do? I don't peasant. I refuse to peasant. And to me, anytime you're standing on the edge of a parade watching shit go by, mm-hmm, you're peasanting.
Yeah.
You're a peasant. The rich.
It's boring.
Well, the rich are coming by. And the rich, the people that matter, they're at the beginning or the end eating food and being served champagne and stuff while the parade goes on. They're doing the festivities.
Yeah,
then
see,
the
that's
whole
how
route,
I always,
yeah,
watched parades.
The whole street is like the
with
losers.
Champagne at the end.
Well, the losers can't. They have to be in the middle on the street where they put a rope up and you got to stand packed in together and everything.
Yeah.
And so
wait,
you're a peasant. And I don't like to be a peasant in that sense. What are we doing? Where are we at?
He wants some comments. I want to wait till
he's
the other side is done.
Yeah.
We already did a side?
Thinner,
oh, yeah,
mohawk.
Oh,
are we,
yeah,
doing a thinner mohawk?
Oh,
you're going
he's
thick
halfway
mohawk.
Oh,
you're
look
going
at
thick?
That.
Okay.
Oh, he's getting like a skater undercut,
yeah, yeah,
from 1997.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what he's doing.
Haircut,
yeah,
from fucking,
yeah,
Talmo.
He's doing the same haircut I could see Kenny Tarr doing.
Oh, yeah. Except Kenny Tarr would have, like, shit rubbed,
oh, yeah,
in his hair.
Oh, God,
with
I hate that guy.
Yeah,
I'm glad he's
in
jail.
Because then he could go on a...
He's
some,
in jail?
Some sort of...
Yeah, he went to... I guess he went to jail for some shit. Lying, fraud, all kinds of
stuff. I was
going to
say fraud, probably.
Oh, horrible stuff.
Who? Oh, good.
Okay, so we were getting in the cunt of the week, and we jumped off it real quick. Did we go through the whole thing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's some bullshit,
yeah,
though. Yeah. Like, why do people take time
to
be hateful?
But I
want to
know who his PR agent is, because that was
no,
genius.
It wasn't him. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
It was
smart.
Total bullshit. It was total bullshit because the next day, Ole Miss came out and was like, oh, this, he's, we are disgusted by his comments and all that shit. If it was true, like, if this was an actual true thing, then the college could come out and be like, yes, this is the student he was doing it for.
Yeah.
This is an actual thing. And we like when people are doing social studies like this in certain classes.
Here's my issue. He could have so easily created a Twitter. It would have been hilarious and so obvious. He could have created a Twitter account and been like,
his gay friend.
I'm his gay best friend who's a psychology major.
Exactly.
Or something, and I told him to do it. And sent one tweet. He could have done something
to win.
To make it a little more
creating
believable.
A whole,
like, win it back
but
a little.
Like,
a whole community of people.
But again, it's like, and then he apologizes and shit and makes up the story.
There.
Just like. Like, as much as I hate the KKK, I at least respect them because they fucking
don't go back on their fucking horrible speech.
Yeah, but
like,
they
at
do
least
the
they
whole,
have conviction
they
about
hoods.
Their bigotry.
They do the hoods. That's what I mean. It's like, you know, it's funny. When I was visiting jail on a tour and for school. And but anyway, there was this guy in there. And the guy had to be maybe 120 pounds, like 5'5", all tatted up, skinny-ass white kid, screaming all this racial shit. Just right there. We're all in dorm lockup.
Yeah.
You know?
Trying to get in good with, like, the Aryan gang.
But no. That's what I'm saying. This is mostly minority at county jail. Yeah.
Right.
Like, you're not white. Yeah. You know, very few whites.
Right.
And so we're all in these bunks, and there's, you know, you're talking about a couple hundred people. And this dude's screaming racial shit.
Right.
But he doesn't give a shit. And he was screaming it the day before, fuck that, all that, white pride, all this stuff. And the only thing I thought is, okay, like, at least you're committed.
Yeah, and now he's dead.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, no, nobody, that's the thing, is nobody was fucking with him.
Yeah, because he's crazy. Yeah. Crazy. That's Trump's the thing. Everything. Yeah.
But he was so committed to his thing that he was that way wherever. There was this, we were in the holding cells. It was one black dude, a bunch of Latin dudes, and me. And this one black dude sitting in the corner all quiet. Then, like, 10 black dudes walk in from Rolling 60s. This dude jumps up screaming Rolling 60s and starts getting crazy.
Right.
But he was quiet as fuck when it was him by himself. And that's so I agree with you. Anybody who's down for their convictions, at least stand behind him.
Yeah.
You know, don't. That's why I like Sterling for at least not apologizing until he apologized.
And then he apologized, yeah.
Because he's like,
I
don't care.
But then during his apology, he made a bunch of other racist statements.
Yeah, I still
kind of
like that, yeah.
Great. So you still
know.
Like, I still
like
him.
I love him saying, I'm
racist
not racist, prick. But then saying, like, I'm not racist about that.
Yeah. Right.
But let's talk about Mexicans for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about gay people.
Because he doesn't even know what a dick he is, but he doesn't also care.
He's a billion years old.
Yeah.
Like,
and he has $1 billion.
What's up with those eye flaps?
He's fucking weird.
Where his eyes flap off?
Oh, yeah.
He's very scary looking.
What's going on with you?
He looks like a melting wax figure of himself.
His suit is coming off.
No, his fake human skin is.
Well, it's like, say what you want, but he's... I mean, at least, like, here's the thing. He can say what he wants about Magic Johnson having AIDS and da-da-da. Right. Even with AIDS, Magic Johnson's looking a hell of a lot better than that dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, my God, dude, you should be so lucky to have Magic Johnson's AIDS, which aren't real.
We all should.
Yeah, which aren't real AIDS, and they don't kill you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's almost done.
How's the haircut coming? Let's
halfway
check in.
Done.
It looks good. It's halfway through.
We're getting there.
Oh, that's beautiful. And there it is.
Boom, 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 boom.
There's the cut.
I'm going to keep that. God. I'm going to put that. I'm going to put that in.
Wow.
By the way, I'm selling all your stuff to Voodoo.
We need to save that. There's got to be some lady out there that wants a lock of Talmo hair, right?
No.
Oh,
no,
gosh.
Funny enough, no, there isn't. What?
Dude, I have scissors by your face, and he turned his head so fast.
Yeah. Talmo almost just got stabbed in the eyeball with scissors.
Talmo's fine with dying.
Talmo, don't move when someone's cutting your hair.
Hey, you know...
just think of it like a sharp knife next to your face.
Look, let me put it this way. Talmo, if you move again, I'm going to smack you in the face like I was Solange.
And here we go. Oh, great.
Just to bring up the point, right?
Here we go.
Because that's some... You know what? I saw a great thing.
Just say what happened just to...
Well, okay, so what it turns out is apparently... Solange used Jay-Z's name.
Apparently, we saw that shit.
Well, no.
This is why it happened.
Used Jay-Z's name to get into some club. He was pissed, starts going off on her. She starts flipping out on him and starts hitting him and this and that. And one of the greatest things I saw was there was a thing where Jay-Z was looking at Chris Brown, and the caption was, "Where the fuck were you?"
Right?
Like, you know?
I know.
Like, to beat a bitch's ass.
Yeah, to sock her down.
Well, but that's
so
I
that's
mean,
all it was he just...
Well,
she
no,
tried,
they
there's
haven't
an elevator
said
video.
What happened. There's a lot
she
of...
I think he fucked up Beyonce, and she kicked his ass for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of theories as to what happened. Yeah. Like, I guess, like, he cheated on Beyonce in the past. A lot of talk at
surprise,
my work about this
surprise.
The past few days. But,
really?
So there's, like... I know, right? Shocking.
At your restaurant with 7 gay waiters?
I know,
like,
very weird.
Beyonce's sister
very
beating up
weird.
Jay-Z?
Cooler chat, water cooler chat.
But so there's, like, a lot of theories about it. Nobody knows. They released it. They, like, Beyonce, her sister, and Jay-Z, all, like, they released a joint family statement today being, like, families have problems. We're over it. They didn't say what it was about. Like, they said that, like, they hashed it out privately, and unfortunately, this is being aired in the public eye, blah, 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 bullshit celebrity stuff.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to know exactly what happened.
You know what it is?
Maybe he hit Beyonce. Maybe he cheated on her. Maybe nothing happened, but it is very interesting in the video that Beyonce never fucking lifts a finger.
Well,
until... No, it looked like it had happened before.
No, exactly. It looked like it was a thing.
Do you
like,
want to know my theory?
Where Solange gets fucked up and gets crazy sometimes because both of them were just in the corner, like heads down. Like
this
shut
again?
Up.
Here's my theory. They,
that was ugly, sister.
They are not in the media very often. You don't hear about their business except for when they're trying to sell pictures of their little baby.
Exactly.
I think it is a PR move for Solange. Oh.
I think
because
she
performed at Coachella
and she just released an album.
Yeah,
exactly. Make her look kind of badass. Okay. Like he's giving her the. Well, you know what it is? I'll tell you this.
It's just to get PR's
PR. It's to get her name out there.
You know what it comes down to?
Solange Knowles.
And now the TMZ, like they're, it's all a fucking facade.
And TMZ is gonna be following her around.
This is the thing. It comes down to the Jay-Z, all these people, they're fakes, they aren't gangsters, they're fucking, all of them are fakes, all of them are cunt bitches, people want to, they put up this fake image, they do all this shit, look at Justin Bieber as being a gangster.
He was the only one.
Except Eazy-E had AIDS and his wife didn't, so I don't know.
Eazy-E
he might have been
the,
gangster.
I've heard stories about Eazy-E.
Whether he was gay, he was still fucking gangster.
Well, just for the record, Eazy-E got the money to do the thing because he was living with his grandma and he got an insurance settlement. That's how they started NWA. It wasn't a robbery or anything stupid. It was an insurance settlement.
Well, yeah, but that's a sweet gangster move.
Well, yeah. So,
There's a lot of rumors
about Eazy-E swinging. So, and that's how he got AIDS.
Who gives a shit?
But I was a huge fan.
Yeah.
Love Eazy-E. Now, from my knowledge, it was Drake, but I mean, not Drake, but Ice Cube was the only one that actually lived in Compton, the real Compton.
And Ice-T, I've heard some crazy stories. Ice-T's
real deal.
Ice-T is different.
But you know what?
Ice-T and Ice Cube are two different people.
Both of them,
Ice-T,
though. I'll tell you this.
You just brought up.
I brought up Ice Cube.
Was actually a real
Ice-T. And I'll tell you the funny thing.
Ice Cube was not.
You know why they're both gangsters?
He's a real pimp.
No, you know why they're both real?
Why?
Because the motherfuckers are still called Ice Cube and Ice-T. And all these fake ass Puff Daddy, Jay-Z, all these cunts that change their names as they get older and do this. No, these real motherfuckers are still
Ice Cube.
But Ice Cube in the movie is Ice Cube.
But didn't that have to do with
Jesus Christ?
A lot of that, the name changing has to do with contractual obligations in their music. You know, if they change their name to something else, then they can. Own the rights to their music.
That's what Prince did.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean. There's like
pause the conversation for a second. Talmo looks like he should be in Arcade Fire right now.
Holy fucking faggots!
Yeah. Look at that. You should be playing the washboard as the 12th member of Arcade Fire.
No, I think Talmo looks like he should be. In like a '97 girl skate video.
Shorter on top. Yeah, but
I
gotta get someone.
I think when it's parked on the side like that, he looks like he should be in Arcade Fire.
You know what you should do? Take off the whole back, except for the top part. Just leave him the top.
Yeah. I think you should carve a big dick
in
the back.
It really doesn't look like he did anything when you let it down like that. Yeah.
It just looks thinner.
Yeah, just chop his whole back off. I think. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, it was like the guy I challenged to a fight, or, you know, wanted to fight me and all this on the street, and he was all hardcore. He was telling me I grew up in the projects. He grew up in Brooklyn or Bronx or wherever. He's been boxing since he was 8.
And he's full of shit.
Like
I'm totally down to fight. I email him. I text him all this shit like, yes, let's do this. Bare knuckles, no headgear, anything, whatever you want. I'm down. I'm really excited. This guy might even kick my ass. I don't even know how tall he is. He was in a car, and he's built. He sent me a body pic, which was weird because I thought it was a Craigslist meeting where we were going to fuck. But so it like becomes this weird thing. But anyway, so I'm like totally down. He's totally down. He's going to get a gym. I'm excited. I want to videotape it. I want to do it for charity. This whole thing.
I don't know if this is possible here, but Vertrees works out at Wild Card. I mean, Wild Card's a big fucking deal, but...
Well, no, I can get places. He's pussing out now. Now he's talking about I'm going to be filming at the end of the month and I got a pilot and can't get any bruises and blemishes. Well, if you're that good a fighter, motherfucker, you're not going to get any. I'm an old man.
Like, I'm 44 right, exactly. fucking years
yeah,
old.
If he was talking yeah. What started this whole Whoa. Thing, by the way?
Yeah, okay, so
I'm walking down,
I'm walking down
Hollywood Boulevard. I'm walking
and he's back, the newly shaped. Yeah. Yeah. You look exactly, you gotta do something
homeless.
Else. You
yeah.
look exactly,
you look exactly the same.
You just look homeless now.
No, really?
Yeah.
No,
yeah, now you just look homeless.
No, you look exactly the same. You gotta either put it in a ponytail or do it to the side or something so it looks like we actually did something to you.
Where is it? I got one here.
I don't know. Well, I haven't tied a ponytail in years. I don't know. I never tied my hair back.
You can do it.
So anyway.
April, get that shit in a ponytail for him.
So I got like 8 minutes to tell this real quick. I'll make it quick.
I do 90s too, guys.
Okay, let me shoot this out there real quick because maybe we can make this fight happen. But I'm walking down Hollywood Boulevard right past Western. This guy in a Rover is making a U-turn on a little side street where we're about to cross. So he's halfway into his U-turn waiting behind another car. I just walk right between him and the other car with my kids. There wasn't any danger. They were both stopped.
Right.
It's a little side street on Hollywood, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're crossing, and then he goes, oh, that's stupid. I go, what are you talking about? He's all, walking between cars and, da, 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 and you could just fucking wait. And I go, hey, dude, fuck you.
Right, so he rolled down the window, started talking shit.
Oh, yeah, out of nowhere in his fucking Range Rover. And so I'm walking with my three kids. And so I'm like, dude, like, you're an idiot. Like, you're making a U-turn, you idiot.
Right.
You know, and it's not residential. It's that little, you can't make a U-turn right there. And so, okay, so whatever. And so he's like, yeah, why don't you come back here? I go, really stupid? Because I'm with my kids. Like, what am I going to do?
I'm
going to
get
you?
In a fucking argument with my kids right now.
I go, my name's David Berger. I go, anytime, anywhere you want to find me. I'm always on Hollywood. Anytime you want to find me, dude. Find me alone. He's all, I'll give you my phone number. Boom, done. And so I take down his phone number. Yeah. I take my kids. They want to go to the Thai place because they love this freaking Thai food, right? So we go walking over there. As soon as we sit down, I get them ordered. I'm texting this motherfucker like, let's do this. And so he's like, yeah, da-da-da. And he's like, I'm totally down to anywhere. And okay, cool. Let's do this, you know, Friday. Okay, so he's like, oh, okay, well, you know, okay, yeah. I'm going to get a gym. Okay, cool. All this stuff. I'm totally down. I'm setting it up. I go, let's videotape it. It'll be fun. We'll make it a whole thing.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, well, I don't want it videotaped. I go, fine, whatever. We'll just do it. You know, I was going to plan on secretly videotaping it anyway. But so anyway, so not only does he puss out of that, now he's just totally trying to puss out of the thing. So I'm going to call him out publicly soon. I'm just setting everything up because I'm going to make it so this motherfucker has to fight.
Shit, next week. All that happened. Kind of the week next
all
week.
That happened. Yeah,
just
perfect.
Exactly.
All that happened is he talked to some people because it turns out he's an actor and we do know some of the same people. So he probably just talked to his motherfucker, found out that I am actually from the projects. I actually am a psycho. He's, you know, a big fake that works out at a gym
a
every
Range
day.
Rover.
Yeah,
he got scared.
You know, and he realized this is real. And that's what happens to too many people. Everyone's ready to fight in a moment and cause shit. But not really, and they're going to call the cops. But nobody's down to straight up like old fashioned duel, so to speak.
Didn't
and
he
just
say
be real.
Bare knuckle or something?
I said that. I don't want headgear or anything, but I would do it just to make the fight happen. But I hate headgear.
There's that place, Pullman's Gym. I recommended. They had a comedy fight. Who was that?
Davey Wester and PJ.
They took a bunch of like different, you know, interesting characters and.
But that's the thing, and they put them in headgear, but they do the headgear. Fuck that. You want to really fight? Put on some MMA gloves
characters,
and fight.
Crazy people.
Yeah. Put on MMA gloves and fight, you know?
I was being polite.
But so where are we at? 90s.
Yeah, sorry. I was
getting
my hair cut.
That's right, yes. What hair? What got cut?
No, it's so long.
I want to go over there and fucking cut it with scissors right now.
I know.
I want to just chop it up. Can we each cut a piece? Can we each just cut a chunk off your hair?
It's different now.
Can we each just cut a chunk off your hair and see how it ends up?
Oh, it's all patchy and shit?
Yeah, yeah. Come on, it'll be fine.
It can't look any worse.
We got 5 minutes. Let us just cut a chunk each.
No, I cannot.
One chunk.
I have work at
you get to pick a chunk like a pinata.
No, I look like a cancer patient.
You already do. Don't worry.
Oh.
But a handsome cancer patient.
Oh, thank
Very
you.
Very handsome.
Oh, there we go. All I had to say was handsome.
That really sweet.
Yeah, it did really
handsome
do. Okay, so tell us.
Oh, Tom Hanks.
Hey, hold on. Let's bring this phone caller in as well while we do this. Phone caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Robert Turrell from Houston, Texas.
What's up, buddy?
As we all got
excited. Oh, I'm so happy right now.
Doing great, man. How's it going?
Oh, you know, doing reels of coke and had nothing to do. I thought I'd give you guys a call.
So nothing, guys. He's doing nothing.
That's when most people call us is during reels of coke.
Yeah, I bet you're really,
you know,
red.
I mean, it's Houston. Thing. What else am I going to do? Hang out and fuck cows? No, thanks.
Right? Did you see Talmo's haircut happening?
April O'Connor put something on the old Facebook.
We just cut up Talmo's hair, but he's about to tell us this week in the 90s. So join us right now, and Talmo's going to tell us this week in the 90s.
Yes, guys. May 13th, 1992. If you guys were, I don't know how young you guys are in the house. No, you guys are alive. No. It could be some 21-year-olds in here.
No one looks that good.
I'm two 21-year-olds.
Frank Stallone, the brother of Sylvester Stallone, beats Geraldo Rivera. I've been drinking, guys. In a boxing match on Howard Stern.
Geraldo. Watch it live. Yeah.
By the way, Geraldo's still alive and doing shitty news on Fox.
Yeah, he's the worst. He's not really alive.
Frank Stallone's still doing shitty movies.
I like Geraldo.
Does Frank Stallone still do movies?
Yeah. Like Lifetime.
That was, by the way, that was the most sincere, like,
yeah.
Why?
When he fucked up the vault. When he did the vault thing, he died. That was the end of his career, the vault.
May 15th, 1998. And I remember this day because I was with my grandpa and he got really bummed out.
And you didn't care.
I did not give a shit at the time. Now I'm like, I don't care anyways. Frank Sinatra passed away.
Old Blue Eyes.
I know where I was at that very moment when that happened.
Shooting Kennedy. No,
I was waiting tables at an Italian restaurant, and they dimmed the lights and everything. It was crazy. It was a big deal.
So they do Italian restaurants,
because you know the checkered tablecloths and everything, and they were like, ladies and gentlemen, we just lost a legend this evening. You know, it was crazy.
I was fingering a girl for the first time too. I did it my way.
I killed a guy and then fucked Willie Allen's wife and impregnated her with my kid.
I raped a girl for the first time.
Oh, wait, no, that was Frank Sinatra. Everyone knows Frank Sinatra, that Woody Allen's kid is not his, but is Frank Sinatra's, right?
Oh, yeah. Ronan Farrow is definitely, if you look at a picture of fucking Ronan next to Sinatra, it's like, that's fucking Sinatra's kid.
If you look at a picture of Ronan and then go 17 miles away, drink, spend a week somewhere and then look at a picture of Frank Sinatra, they look the same.
They're identical. From like nose up, it's even questionable. Same face.
When I look at Ronan Farrow, I think wafy Jew.
Right,
yeah, I think of Woody Allen.
I literally, the guy looks like he like wanted to kill Woody Allen. You know, it was horrible. But let's do this. We got 2 minutes. Let's talk about what we got coming up. Let's start with you, Megan.
Yes, okay.
Turo, start with Turo. Okay. Turo, what do you got?
Yeah, what is Turo?
How you been, man? What are you doing in Houston?
What is Turo got coming up? I'm going to a game to Raptors.
I was
going
to say, what time do you have to be at work tomorrow?
Did you move to Houston?
Oh, he's been there for like a year
now. Yeah.
I'm pretty up on things.
Yeah.
I miss you a lot.
I've been here a year and a half now, loving every second of it. It's a great time, except for the weather. I totally miss California weather. Oh. And the women, of course. The women were beautiful.
He means April and me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, listen, Turo, we got to plug some shit real quick. I don't want to cut you off, but I'm going to tell you, if you run into my mom, she's in the Woodlands, tell her to go fuck herself, huh?
I live right across the freeway from the Woodlands.
Oh,
no
there
problem.
You go. Scourin. Her name's Marcia Scourin. You see her at Walmart. Tell her to go fucking die of cancer.
Just hold up a sign.
Bye, Turo. Love you.
Everyone, plug everything. Hi. Call in next week, Turo, earlier, so we can talk to you. We want to talk to you. We got a lot to say.
You guys enjoy. Thank you so much, brother.
I love you.
Bye, Gerald. Quick, okay. Megan, do
tomorrow,
it.
Tomorrow, Echoes Under Sunset, 9 p.m., comedy show, premiere of Precinct, 11:30, Flappers, Wendy Starling headlining.
Fuck yeah. Preston.
Also doing both of those things, preston-blaine.squarespace.com.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Talmo.
I got the weed. Ah, oh, Jesus. No, got the weed marathon show that actually you're on and O'Connor's on too. Okay. So
I'm not sure when that is. All right,
Monday night.
Oh, hell yeah. I think I'm booked. Okay,
yeah, cool. And then every Tuesday at 33 Taps in Hollywood and Vine at April Foolin'.
Okay, so I will be at.
Sorry.
Go on. I will be at Comedy House in Maywood tomorrow night at 7:30. I will also be at Sage Whittier Saturday at some certain time.
That's come a great room.
Is it a fun
room?
It's a fun room.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah. And my hair.
Oh,
yeah,
my Julia Levitaire. It's so great to see you, by the way.
Thank you.
It was fun.
What do you got going on, Julia?
If you need a hair or makeup artist, go to JuliaLevitaireArtistry.com and see all the shit I've done.
And not be judged by Talmo's.
Talmo's haircut will not be on there.
The Iron Burger Podcast. Thank you to our callers. Thank you to everybody. Yeah. Skid Row Studios. You guys have a great night, and we will talk to you guys real soon.
My balls are sweaty.
We'll be right back. you can't stay.